We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we were having a conversation about smoking weed with your children. Now, this came from Benzino, where he was talking about how he feels like a hypocrite sometimes because he doesn't want his daughter to smoke weed. Let's listen.
Because she's about 15, 16, listening to Chief Keef. She's smoking. I don't want her to smoke.
Of course.
So it's like, damn, like, we know, so I don't want to be the bad guy.
What age you started smoking weed?
13.
Exactly.
Right.
But you want your kids to be better than
you're
you.
Right.
Here we do in theory.
It's called necessary hypocrisy.
But you
Ooh,
also,
stop.
I like that.
No.
Put that
say
in
that
them.
Again.
Necessary hypocrisy.
I like that.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what are your thoughts? Now, Ida, you have a daughter?
I have a daughter and a son.
What ages?
My daughter's 26 and my son is 31.
Okay. So they of age. So let's say they wanted to smoke with mommy.
I don't want to smoke with my kids. I don't want to create habits with my kids where we differentiate parental lines. Like, I'm good with being their mother.
But you would drink with your kids though, right?
Nah, I don't drink with them either. My son doesn't drink. Yeah, I don't want to.
Not even like a glass of wine. I'm just asking.
I mean, my daughter will have a glass of wine at dinner, but we're not about to get messed up.
No,
together.
You're not getting lit. Right,
you know,
right,
like
right.
Have that attitude. I just think. You know, the other thing is, it depends on how old they are, right? Mm-hmm. Because even if I did something early, like I joked earlier, like I don't want my daughter. Well, your brain ain't fully developed. Why are you smoking weed?
Right.
If I did it, you see how my life turned out. Why you want to do this? Like,
right.
You know, I think we can't just be afraid to draw lines with our kids because we want to be cool with them.
But you know what? My daughter's 21. I was thinking about it when we had this conversation. Now, this is where. It would be sticky. Yeah, of course, you don't want to smoke or do anything like that with your kids. But
if my daughter wanted to try marijuana, if mm-hmm. she wanted to, mm-hmm. I would rather she try with me and learn with me than try with somebody, one of her friends that she goes to college with, right? Because mm-hmm. where would they be buying this marijuana, this cannabis from? Where would they be smoking it? Is it laced mm-hmm. with fentanyl? I would rather her come to dad and be like, hey, dad, this is something I wanted to try. I would like to try it with you, because at least I can go to one of the dispensaries I know or get it from even my own, you know, cannabis mm-hmm. line, you know?
I don't think either one of y'all wrong. I think, you know, both of y'all approaches to parenting and how y'all choose to, you know, be with your kids is both correct, because I can see myself going either way. Mm-hmm. My kids are 14, 7, 4, and 1. So, you know, hopefully I don't have those problems. I hopefully don't have to make those decisions anytime soon. But I kind of feel what Ida's saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to draw lines mm-hmm. between, you know, parents and children. Like, yeah. I'm not your little friend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I don't smoke anyway. I do edibles.
Right.
You know?
But let's say your daughter wanted to do an edible. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you rather she get it from you than Flame Monroe?
Yes, please. Lord have mercy. Because Flames is out here doing 60 milligram edibles for recreation.
At least you can teach her about microdosing it and teaching her the effects, yeah. opposed to getting it from a friend that don't mm-hmm. know, and she takes something and she don't know what she's taking.
And a lot of mine isn't for recreation. A lot of mine is for anxiety. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm doing it just strictly for recreation, even though I do it for recreation sometimes, but not all the time. So I don't know. I think I agree with you too. I would like for them to come have the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? No, you know what I mean? I agree.
But I can't see myself sitting around high with my kids.
Yeah, we're not reenacting the scene from Friday. Like, you know, and I think, you know what I mean? I mean, I agree with you though. I would want my kid to come to me and of course monitor the situation, but to create the habit where your kids feel like they can come do that kind of stuff with you. I just feel like that's the gateway.
Right. Yeah.
What happens when they're like, yo, I want to try coke now.
Whoa, I ain't never did that. Now you got a problem. You got to go to rehab.
Yeah, you're on your own.
I tell you the story about how I accidentally smoked coke in a blunt. You know what I mean? But I ain't never willingly.
But that's part of the thing. Like, you see how you accidentally smoke coke in a blunt. Just imagine if your daughter or mm-hmm. one of your kids wanted to smoke and said, you know what, I'm going to try it. My friend got something and they smoke it. And now they smoking coke.
But that's why I say I agree with you when I would want my kids to come talk to me about everything. Yeah. But I agree with Ida when, you know, it's still lines between parents and children. Because I ain't never sat around and had a drink with either one of my parents. And I wouldn't want to. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't.
I barely like to drink around my mom. But I know how she feels about that. My mom told us a long time ago, y'all got to watch that alcohol because y'all got a long line of alcoholics in y'all family. Mm-hmm. So I know how she feels about that. So I don't know. I can go. I could go either way. I take a little bit of from what both of y'all said.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tashina.
Hey, Tashina. Good morning.
Good morning. So I have a take on your question about the marijuana smoking with your kids.
Go ahead, Mama.
Personally, I wouldn't do it. How old are the kids? If my children are grown, personally, I wouldn't do it. But I do know parents that do allow it, because if it's going to be done, do it in the comfort of your own home. I want to see if things are being added to it. I want to know your reaction to it. You know, because nowadays marijuana have benefits where I can't help that my medicine smells louder than yours.
So, you're right.
So at the same time, that's why I'm saying, you know, personally, I wouldn't do it if my child was like 13, 14. You know, definitely no. But a grown child, yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I don't see a...
Yeah, we lost
her phone cut out.
Your reaction, monitor it being done. You get what I'm saying?
I would love for my, you know, I smoked weed mad early. I was like 16, 17. So if my daughter who's 14 now did feel like that in a couple of years, I wish she would come to me. Mm-hmm. So I would tell her no. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's something you should wait to do until you get older. Your full frontal cortex isn't even developed till you're 25.
Right. But see, but the only problem with that too is, you know, once a kid wants to try something, they're going to try it. You know, and if they're reaching out to you to try it, you can sit there and say, no, I don't want you to. But I would just hate for them to be like, well, I'm going to try it with my friends anyway. And my favorite.
I got the perfect excuse for that.
What?
My daughter calls me goofy all the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She tells me I'm weird. I said, that's because I smoked weed when I was young. So after we watched Super Mario Brothers last night and I kept going to you, and she's just looking at me like I was crazy. That's because I smoked weed when I was young. So if you don't want to be weird and goofy like your daddy, wait until you get older to smoke weed.
Your daughter's a genius. She could tell that you're weird and goofy from...
Super Mario Brothers was great, by the way.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Dove.
Hey, Dove, where you calling from?
I am calling from Ohio.
Ohio. Now, you smoke with your daughter?
No, I let her try it because I've been smoking since I was 12 and have my medical card. When she was 16, she's like, I want to try that. So I let her try it, and she hates it.
No. Mm. You let her try it at 16?
Does not want to smoke.
You let her try it at 16?
Yes.
I believe that's contributing to the delinquency of a minor, right? Or am I tripping?
I believe you are absolutely correct.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
But it served as a deterrent, though.
But you said she never smoked again.
She hates it. The first time, she's like, I don't feel anything. So I'm like, well, you need to hold that in.
Jesus Christ.
So then she did. We were going to dinner. She's like, I don't want to go. I can't function. This is stupid. So, yeah, no, she hates marijuana.
You know, it's crazy. None of us can judge you because I'm not going to sit here and act like my daddy didn't pass me a Budweiser when I was a child.
But you ain't drink a full beer, though.
You just probably would have let me if I would have liked it. You never know.
Damn it, man. Jesus. 60. All right. Well, 800-585-1051. We're asking, would you smoke weed with your kids? Let's talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.